Thank you, CJ. Value, knowledge, performance. It's in their genetics at Seed Genetics Direct. Martin says we'll be battling some chilly temperatures this weekend.
Strong lake effect surges here with northwest flow, particularly Saturday into Sunday. But at this point, I don't think there's enough moisture to trigger a large-scale batch of precipitation. So I'm looking for a mix of clouds and sunshine with the cool temperatures here for the next several days through the end of the weekend.
But good news, temperatures will moderate and be well above normal for the Monday through Thursday time frame.
Excellent evaporation, good dry down. We should be in the fields very easily through that entire stretch. I do look for a little bit of cloud cover to try and increase on Friday. This is coming as high pressure moves off the East Coast and this massive high, you end up with circulation coming up around the backside, but this time it has a little bit of cloud cover with it, a little moisture. That's where our clouds come from next Friday. Nothing major in terms of moisture.
Martin's next chance of significant moisture holds off until the following week.
For Monday the 20th, I'm looking for a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain, coverage around 80% of Michigan out of that. But the thing is, it's going to be a one and done. Behind it, I do not see any additional moisture, so I think we get right back to dry and mild weather for a couple of days at least, immediately behind this system.
You can find more Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast details later today in the new Michigan Ag Today mobile app, a free download for iPhone and Android. Also presented by Greenstone Farm Credit Services, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services for over 100 years. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.